Acts, chapter 19. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed, said, through the upper coasts, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said to them, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? And they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. And he said to them, into which a t then were you baptized? And they said, into John's baptism. Then Paul said, John truly baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who was to come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke with tongues in other languages and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, debating and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when various ones were hardened and did not believe, but spoke evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued for a time of 2 years, so that all those who lived in Asia Minor heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks, and God worked special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought to the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon themselves to call those who had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we command you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches. And there were 7 sons of 1, Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also living at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many who believed and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of those also who had used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of God grew mightily and prevailed. After these things were ended, Paul decided in the spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I have been there, I must also see Rome. So he sent into Macedonia 2 of those who ministered to him, Timothy and Erastus, but he himself stayed in Asia Minor for a season. And the same time there are about that way, because a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, who made silver shrines for Diana, wrought no small profit to the craftsmen, whom he called together with the workmen of similar occupation, and said, sirs, you know that by th is craft we have our wealth. Moreover, you see and hear that not just at Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia Minor, this Paul has persuaded and turned away many people, saying that they are not gods, which are made with hands. So, is our craft is in danger to be set at nothing, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised, and her magnificence should be destroyed, whom all Asia Minor and the world worships. And when they heard these sayings, they were full of anger and cried out, saying, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." And the whole city was filled with confusion. And having caught Gaius and Aristarchus, men of Macedonia, Paul's companions in travel, they rushed with one accord into the theater. And when Paul would have entered into the people, the disciples would not allow him, and certain of the chief of Asia, who were his friends, sent to him, asking him that he not go into the theater. Some therefore cried one thing, and some another, because the assembly was confused, and the larger part did not know why they had come together. And they drew Alexander out of the multitude, the Jews putting him forward. And Alexander motioned with the hand, and would have made his defense to the people. But when they knew that he was a Jew, all, with one voice for about 2 hours, cried out, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." And when the town clerk had appeased the people, he said, "You men of Ephesus, what man is there that does not know how that the city of the Ephesians is a worshiper of the great goddess Diana and of the image which fell down from Jupiter? Since then these things cannot be spoken against, you ought to be quiet and to do nothing rashly, because you have brought here these men who are neither robbers of churches nor yet blasphemers of your goddess. Therefore, if Demetrius and the craftsmen who are with him have a matter against any man, the law is open, and there are deputies. Let them accuse one another before them. But if you inquire anything concerning other matters, it shall be determined in a lawful assembly, because we are in danger to be called in question for this day's uproar, since there is no reason by which we may give an account of this assembly." Why? And when he had so spoken, he dismissed the assembly.